Lord being our helper, we've been trying to go through some of the very basic doctrines believed among us, and that's important. I began at the very first of the year to give an illustration about how we and firearms at my job, how we had a lead firearms instructor that for a while began every firearms lesson with reviewing the fundamentals, with reviewing the basics. And every single time we had a firearm session, he'd review the fundamentals of marksmanship. Later, we changed in some of our instructors, and it was decided, well, everybody knows those fundamentals. Everybody knows those basics. And there's no reason for us to go over it every time. What we found is that our shooting accuracy began to plummet, and it began to go down significantly because it became very evident that we needed to be reminded and we needed to know and needed to understand and we needed to be refreshed on those very basic things. And it's the same way in what we believe out of the precepts of the Word of God, to not forget some of the core doctrines that are so vitally important. One of those core doctrines is called irresistible grace or immediate regeneration. And were it not that I had preached on that subject back on November the 10th, I would probably feel impressed to go forward with that. But me having preached upon that very staple doctrine fairly recently, you could go back and listen to that on the website. It is on there. One of the other fundamental doctrines we believe that I've already tried to introduce this morning is the doctrine we believe about eternal security. It's also called preservation of the saints. That is that those of us who are blessed with eternal life will always have that eternal life, and it can never, ever be lost. It's also called once saved, always saved. It's so easy for us to lose things in this life. I'm sure most of us saw the news story of just the last few days of the family in Clinton who a terrible fire destroyed their home. And six children and their mother perished in the fire. According to the fire chief, the father of those family that was also in the home had attempted to save his family. He had had cuts and bruises on his arms, and he was admitted into the hospital with smoke inhalation from trying to save his family, but he simply wasn't able. He had not the strength, he had not the ability to save his family from those terrible flames. But we serve one that is able. You see, what man is unable to do, the Lord is able to do. John chapter 10, we have some of the clearest verses in all the Bible of once saved, always saved, of our eternal security. We'll begin in verse 27 of John chapter 10, where the Lord Jesus, in speaking, would say, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish." You know, there's an old saying, never say never. And as men, that's not a bad saying when we're talking about things over which we have power and control. If I was to tell y'all today, I'm never going to have a wreck, I shouldn't make that statement because there's too many things I can't control. I may do my best to drive carefully and not wreck, but there's too many things I can't control, and I could have a wreck and it totally not be my fault because of my lack of power, lack of ability. Because of the infirmity of our flesh, it's not wise to say, I would never, ever, ever do this. Because in the weakness of our flesh, it's hard to know what we would do under certain circumstances. So that's not bad advice when it comes to things of our power and control to never say never. But I'm going to tell you, God's able to do that. Because God has all power. Our power, our strength, is very limited. And we in our flesh are very weak. One of the sermons I've heard in my life that was emblazoned on my mind was a brother, Elder Doyle Hirst, that preached a sermon. And a lot of his sermon was based on the fact that we're so weak. And he emphasized that again and again, the message, the weakness of man, the frailty of man. And he repeated and repeated it again, that despite our best efforts, we're so weak. And that's true. That's why with men, it's good to never say never. But I'll tell you, with God, we're able to say it, and we're able to have confidence in it. And to know that what he said is true, he said, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Why can he say that? Because it's not based on man's power or man's ability, but it's based on the power verily of Almighty God, his power and his strength. He said, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. You know, sometimes it's hard for us to get something out of somebody's hand that doesn't want it out of their hand. Perhaps we as parents or school teachers that are here have had the opportunity to try to get something out of our child's clutched hand. Even though that child is a lot less strong than we are, sometimes it could be difficult. For example, if a child's holding a marble in a clenched hand, to be able to get that marble out if they're holding on to it real tight. Certainly an adult that's stronger than the child can eventually get it out, but something clutched in a hand can be difficult to get. The Bible describes us as the sheep of God, as the elect family of God, as the one that the Lord has given eternal life to, and it says we are in his hand, not the hand of a small child, not in our mother's hands or father's hands or the preacher's hands, but verily in the hand of Almighty God. The hand that has all power. The hand that has all strength. The hand that's stronger than any other hand in the universe. Says we are in his hand. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. No man is able to pluck us out of the Father's hand. The devil and all of his angels are not able to pluck us out of the hand of our heavenly master. He said, my Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Here the Lord Jesus describes us. He said, no man's able to pluck them out of my hand. And then he says, no man's able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. So we're seen here placed our eternal life in us as the people of God, the ones that Jesus Christ died for. We are seen in his hand in the place of greatest security and safety that there could ever be. We're in his hand. No hand stronger. No hand able to pluck them out of the Father's hand. No man able to pluck us out of the Son's hand. I and my Father, Jesus said, are one. And we're safe and secure in this picture of the clenched hands of God the Father and God the Son. And we will never, ever lose that eternal life. And He'll never lose us out of His hand. Eternal security. In John chapter 6, a series of verses that teaches a lot of things that you'll hear quoted a good bit in our churches. John chapter 6 and verse 37. He says, all that the Father giveth me. This is the Lord Jesus talking. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. That's that irresistible grace. That's that immediate regeneration. That's us being born again by the Holy Spirit. And God the Father says, Jesus said, all that the Father giveth me shall come. That means every single elect of God, every single one that God the Father gave to God the Son will be born again between their conception and death without the loss of one. He said, in him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. So he's saying, all that the Father giveth me, they shall come, they shall be born again by the Holy Spirit of God directly. And he said, him that cometh to me, all these that the Father gave to the Son, he said, every single one of them, I will in no wise cast out. That word no wise is a very strong word. It's an absolute negative. It means I'll never, ever, ever, ever cast them out. I will in no wise cast out. Saying that all those that the Father gave to me before the foundation of the world, they'll never be cast out. Never, ever, ever. Why is he able to say that? Because he has all strength. And he has all power. We read in John 10, no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. We see the weakness of men. Men are not able to do so many things, despite even our want to. What want to would be greater than the husband and a father trying to save his family from deadly flame? What would give you more than to want to save them? But man's, in the weakness of the flesh, is a lot of times not able to do maybe what we'd like to do. Man's not able. But I'll tell you, we serve a God that's always able. We serve a God that always has the power to do what he wants to do and what he desires to do. And when he has the will to deliver and the will to save, he has the power and the strength to back it up and to keep us in his salvation. He said, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. They will never, ever be cast out, but held secure in the Father's hand. Why? Because it's not based on what they did, but based on what the Lord did for them. He said, for I came down from heaven, not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which has sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing. Nothing. But raise it up again at the last day. He said, all those that were given to me before the foundation of the world, I'm going to save them and I'm going to keep them. They got eternal life and they're never going to lose that eternal life because of my power and because of my strength. I'm going to keep them. I will lose not even one of them. But I'll not lose them and I'll take them home. I'll raise them up again at the last day. I'll take this same group that was given to me before time ever began and I'll take them to heaven and immortal glory forever and forever. Not one will be lost. It's so easy for us to lose all kind of things here. We have an important document at the office. Our administrative manager will look at me and say, Mark, you want to keep it or you want me to keep it? And I'll be like, you keep it. If we want to lose it, you better keep it. Because if I keep it, I'll lose it. It's easy to lose stuff. Sometimes we can lose stuff that may not be that valuable, but it just bothers you that you lost it, even if it's something insignificant. But sometimes we can lose something that kind of puts us in a bind. Perhaps if we lose our car keys and we need to go somewhere, that's kind of a problem. How many of us have done that trying to go out the door? Well, I can't find my keys. I need to go. I got to go. I got something important to do, but where's my keys? Sister Emily, we cranked the car with my keys this morning, and I'm used to having my keys in my pocket, so as soon as we get here and I'm saying, where's my keys? Where's my keys? Even though I don't need them right now, it messes with my mind to not have my keys in my pocket. So I said, can you give me my keys back? My pocket feels funny. So easy for us to lose things. We can lose a lot of things in this life. Because of the frailty of the flesh, we can sometimes lose those we hold most dear through all kind of circumstances of health or fire. The terrible weather that came through this area, and I apologize, had I known how bad the weather was here and how extreme it was, I would have been doing better by checking on folks this week. I remember the story of the tornado that came. And there was a woman holding her little baby right in her arms. You'd think a baby's safe there. Certainly a baby's safe in his mother's arms. But the tornado came. And the tornado was stronger than the mother's arms. And it ripped that baby right out of her arms. You see, there's so many things that we can come up against in life that are just stronger than we are. Man, as that preacher said, is so weak. We can lose so many things that we didn't want to lose. But I'll tell you, we serve one that loses nothing. We serve one that when we're in his hands, we will never, ever, ever be lost. But we're in the strongest hands that have ever been, the strongest place of safety and security anywhere in any part of this globe. We are held secure in the hands of our heavenly master, in the hands of our glorious Savior, in his hand. He said, I should lose nothing. This is the Father's will which has sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing. Not that just maybe one might get away. He said, not one, never ever. He said, I'll in no wise cast out. I'll never lose not even one. We're safe. We're secure in his hands. He said, and this is the will, and I'll raise it up again at the last day. We're not only secure today and secure tomorrow and secure the next day. We're secure all the way into eternal life, and through eternal life we'll have secure in the hands of our heavenly master and our savior Jesus Christ. We're secure. We've been given eternal life, and we will never ever lose that life, because it's not kept by our power. We didn't get eternal life through our power and our strength, and that's not the way we keep it. He keeps it for us. We are kept in him. It's by his power we'll never lose the eternal life that he's given us. Let's look in 1 Peter chapter 1. Verse 3. He said, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is according to his abundant mercy, hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you." He tells us about what was purchased for us by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the very power of Almighty God. He said, we have an inheritance, but it's incorruptible, it's undefiled, and it fadeth not away. Perhaps some of us here are going to be inheritors of a physical inheritance. Depending on our parents' estate or the other things we may inherit depends on the nature of our inheritance. May depend on how much the inheritance is, how great the estate is. But I'll tell you, no matter how wealthy our parents or grandparents were, or we're not, the inheritance that we get from them is corruptible and is defiled and does fade away. Why is that? Because it's the inheritance of this world. The material things, everything that we see in this world from a natural standpoint is corruptible. I don't care how nice a house somebody's able to buy, there's going to come a tornado that can blow it down. Or just over the span of time, some of the greatest antebellum homes in the South over the span of time have been subject to decay and eventually decay and fall down, become abandoned. All the inheritance that this world has to offer is defiled, and it fades away. The nicest things rust, the nicest things rot, the nicest things get old. The fire that destroyed my colleague's house at work, the flames leapt out of the back door and consumed her daughter's car. It was a nice car, but that fire consumed it very quickly. We live in a world where the things of this world are corrupt and defiled, and that does fade away. But I'll tell you, the things that the Lord has purchased for us, the things that were bought with the precious blood of Christ, is an inheritance that's incorruptible. That means not only is it not corrupted, it means it cannot be corrupted. It is perfect and complete in every way. And it was purchased with the greatest purchase price ever been given. And that's the blood of the darling Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. To an inheritance that's incorruptible, that's undefiled, and it fadeth not away. Nothing can touch this inheritance. It's secured there by the blood of Christ and by the very power and strength of Almighty God. It's going to be there. It is there. The Bible said it's reserved in heaven for you. Uses that personal pronoun. All those that the Father gave the Son, every single individual. And I'll tell you, if you're a born-again child of God this morning, you have a love in your heart to the Lord Jesus that is sure evidence that it's reserved for you. For you. That's personal. We serve a personal God. We serve a personal Savior that personally chose us before time began. He personally came to you and spake to you with his life-giving voice and took you from a state of death and trespasses and sins into a state of life, spiritual life, with the Lord Jesus Christ. He personally comes to us in our lives when we need him most. He's personally told us, I'll never leave thee. I'll never forsake thee. The Lord personally died for us on Calvary's tree, and he's made this personal. He said, it's reserved in heaven for you. For you. I died for you. I gave my blood for you. This inheritance that's incorruptible, that's undefiled, it's for you. It's reserved for you. This word reserve has a stronger meaning than simply making a reservation at a hotel. Literally has the connotation of to be guarded, to be watched by a military force. It's kept there, it's reserved there by the very power of the God and of his army. He goes on to say, who are kept? We're kept. We the people of God, we the elect of God, we the sheep of God, we are kept. That word kept also has a military meaning. Means protected by military guard. You know, if you're protected by an army, how safe you might feel depends on how powerful that army is. Now, the United States of America has always boasted a great military force. We've had many presidents that have seen the value of making our military very strong and very mighty so that maybe we wouldn't have to use all that strength. So maybe by just having a strong military and everyone knowing how strong our military is, they'd be less likely to mess with the United States of America. But I'll tell you, we're kept by a power that's stronger than any military, than any military force on the face of the globe that is now or ever has been. We're kept by the very power and the very glory and the very strength of Almighty God. We're kept by his power. We are who are kept by the power of God, not our power. It's not our power that got us eternal life, and it's not our power that keeps us in eternal life. It's the very power of Almighty God. That helps me sleep good at night. What about you? There's some belief systems that think if you don't outrun the devil till you die, if you don't live in a wonderful, righteous way, that you could lose that eternal life. What is that saying? That's telling folks, and the Bible doesn't teach this, but that's telling folks you're really kept in eternal life by your power. If you don't do right, you'll lose it. Let me tell you something. There's a lot of reasons for us to do right. There's a lot of reasons for us to live godly, righteous lives that we may please the Lord and please Him who's chosen us to be a soldier. There's a lot of reasons for us to do the right thing. But I'll tell you what, I'm glad to proclaim as a minister of the gospel of the Lord Jesus that our eternal salvation is not kept by what we do. It's kept by what He did and by His power and not our own. Because I'll tell you, if it was left up for me, I would have never gotten saved to start with if it was based on my works. And I surely wouldn't be able to stay into that eternal life if I'd been able to get it. But I'll tell you, we serve one that is obtained for us and given to us eternal life. He said, my sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life. And they shall never, ever perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. It's based on His power. Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed at the last time. By the way, that's not talking about our faith either. I'm talking about the faithfulness of the Lord Jesus Christ and the faithfulness of God and the faithfulness of His power and the faithfulness in keeping us, the faithfulness wherewith Christ died on the cross for us and all the things that make that up. It's His faithfulness, not ours. We're kept by the power of God. Let's go to one more place toward the latter part of Romans chapter 8. Verse 35. As we read through these verses, I want us to ponder in our minds and think that a lot of the things we can lose in this life can be taken away by the things we're reading about. It says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? We think about that list. A lot of those things can take us away from things we can lose in this life. Even some of the most precious people in our lives can be taken with things in this list. Tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or sword. That covers a whole lot of things. Tornadoes and diseases and enemies, enemy military forces, terrorism. This list can cover a lot of things that can take away those we hold most dear in this life and can take away things in this life. But though those things could take away a lot of things, they can't separate us from the love of Christ. Jeremiah chapter 31:3 tells us, behold, the Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I've loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. The Lord's loved us with an everlasting love, and that means His love began even before time ever began, and it's never, ever, ever going to end. But He keeps loving us throughout all eternity, and nothing can separate us from our love, from His love. We can be separated from each other through famine and tribulation and pestilence and sword. We could be separated from one another with these things, But I'll tell you, we'll never be separated from his love. He said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Said we're more than conquerors. We're not just a conqueror. We're more than a conqueror. What does it mean to be more than a conqueror? You know, everybody likes to win. Everybody likes to be victorious. He says this, you're more than a conqueror. What does that mean? Means we're blessed to be victors and conquerors in a battle we did not fight. But the Lord Jesus fought for us. You remember what Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 3 tells us? It says, speaking of Jesus, it said, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. He did it alone. He purged our sin alone. He fought that battle on the cross of Calvary alone. I wasn't with him, fighting with him. Nobody was. He fought that battle alone, and he conquered over sin, Satan, hell, and death alone. But we, because we were given to him before time ever began, because he's loved us with an everlasting love, because he covenanted with God the Father to come and suffer and bleed and die for us, and he did that on the cross of Calvary because he's the greatest conqueror that's ever been given, he's blessed us with the victory. We didn't fight. We didn't fight on the cross of Calvary. He did all the fighting for us, but he's blessed us with the victory that he's won. That's why we are more than conquerors. Because we've been blessed with the victory when we didn't fight. Then he says this, for I'm persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. He said none of those things, despite how strong some of those things in the list are. Death is strong. Any other creatures can be strong. Height can be strong. Depth can be strong. But they're not stronger than the Lord. He said none of those things shall be able. Why? Because God is more able. Man's not able. All the things of this world are not able in comparison with the ableness of our God. And because God is able, God is strong, God is powerful, God has all strength, God has all power, God has all glory. None of those things are able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I'll tell you, there's a whole lot of things we can lose in this life because of our own carelessness, because of our lack of faithfulness. But I'll tell you, the eternal life that he has purchased for us will never be lost because he keeps it by his power. And he keeps us in the very palm of his hands. There's no tornado or fire or anything else, or the devil and all of his angels, that's able to take us out of his hand. What a blessing that we can lay our heads on our pillows and realize that our salvation is secure, that our eternal life and the love that we have in Christ Jesus is secure because he keeps it with his power
and with his strength. May God richly bless you, is my prayer.